The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Let's go.
It's time for a Tom and Ollie Fun One Thursday edition.
And fun.
Yes, the fun one. We are doing it right now on 13, 12, 16.
Oh, yeah.
Two songs here, two Aussie songs, mind you, Tom, as
just
you said.
Just after an Aussie song as well.
Oh, we love
so
it.
We love Australian music.
Vance Joy, Fire in the Flood.
We love Australian music.
That's in the playlist. But, Tom, you just very quickly chose a song.
Yeah.
As I bashed my leg on the desk.
It's a good one as well.
Sounded scripted. It literally wasn't. It still kind of hurts. But you chose Broken Leg by Blue Juice.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16. Call up. Get the fun one in there.
And it's a good song.
It's a freaking brilliant song.
You did well there. But I want to... No one's called up. So
okay.
Have they?
No. Why did you say have that?
Well, have they?
No, they haven't. You could get on the phone and pretend to be a listener, and then we could get the song.
Because you're in charge of the phones.
Well, that's what they say.
That's
I'm in charge of the I'm in charge of the whole show.
Well, no one says that.
I do.
Boy, when you see your mum,
yeah.
When you go home to your family,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm in charge of this show, mum. They're like, good on you, Tom.
Yeah.
Is that how you get by with your family and
pretty much
pick yourself up?
She's proud of me.
What's Ollie do? Not much, Mum. Yeah, good boy, Tom. Good boy.
That's exactly how it plays out.
That's weird.
Do you want to get on her phone and pretend to be a listener?
No. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to pretend to be someone who's listening to the show.
We just play Fire in the Flood?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's not that bad, is it?
No, it's great.
I like this one.
And I've got a real broken leg, so it's, what's the point of...
Up pretending? Next, Why Did I Nearly Faint? Fire in the Flood, Vance Joy.
Tom, I've been pretty quiet on this one recently, but I've got a new DJ gig at Atura.
Oh, cool.
Wednesday nights.
You haven't been too quiet about it. I mean, there's ads on the radio.
Yeah, but
you keep giving out flyers to all your friends,
okay.
Especially when you haven't seen them for 4 months. You give them a little flyer. That's the first thing you do.
I guess for my standards, I've been a bit modest.
Sure.
But last night... Wednesday night. It's every second Wednesday night at Atura.
Don't.
Come on down.
No.
Food and drink. But no. DJing is obviously the main event,
yep.
And that's me. And look, it went really
What's
well.
What's it called?
What's it called?
Suits and Bites Atura Nights.
That's right. How'd you know?
Oh, because you've been banning it down and shoving it
down
my
I always get
throat.
The name wrong. What is it? Suits and Bites Atura Nights. That's
oh.
it. Last night, I got to say, though, I brought my new decks,
yeah.
Which are worth, you know, I got them secondhand, but they're worth $2,000.
Yeah,
so.
Good.
They're pretty massive.
Yeah.
I hauled them on to the table and dragged them through the room. And people were like, this is a huge, huge pair of decks you got there, mate.
Mm.
Anyway,
huge
the
deck.
Gig went great. What I want to say is that just basically just a bit of a G up to myself.
Why did it go great?
I killed it. It was great.
How did you kill
it? The tunes were flowing, the mixing.
Yeah, but how do you know that you killed it? How do you know that you went so well?
What do you mean? Well when I was leaving,
yeah,
right, I was packing up.
Yeah.
Said goodbye to the receptionist.
Cool.
And she said, I love the tunes. So
you won over the only person in the room?
There was a couple others there.
How many?
Between 5 and 9. at most 9. And that's just patrons. I'm not talking about staff. So but once you add in staff.
Oh, God.
You know,
it was a bad
gig.
20 people.
A lot of people. And she loved it. Receptionist loved it.
Ollie, last night, The Bachelor was on.
The thought of being the only man in a room full of gorgeous women absolutely terrifies me.
Richie's awkward laugh. Mate, I missed it, but
Ooh.
You reckon the most incredible thing happened or the most outrageous thing happened last night?
Mate, something was super awkward within The Bachelor, and I'm not talking about the awkward group dates. Last night, actually, it wasn't in one of the group dates,
right.
But there was a shot of all the girls sitting on the couch watching a television where they had to watch some of the girls touching the Bachelor, Richie, right? It was like to see whether he liked their physical touch.
Whatever,
exactly. But then something happened in this scene where the girls are sitting on the couch that was a bit weird. Take a listen to the audio and then I'm going to stop it and tell you what was on the screen at this point.
Imagine if they kissed him and he got it wrong.
It is a very weird
scene. Cut to a shot of one of the girls' hands reaching towards an extra chewing gum packet. What? Blatant product placement alert.
So no context? There was no chewing gum chat?
No chewing gum chat whatsoever.
Pretty hilarious, Tom. I've seen Twitter going nuts on this.
Absolutely weird. Just a shot of extra chewing gum just right there.
Close up. Well, I mean, The Bachelor is well known for last season, South Cape cheese.
Oh, yes.
Featured heavily. Every picnic, there was some South Cape cheese being enjoyed by Sam Wood.
Hi, I'm Sam Wood. Would you like some South Cape cheese on your date?
They didn't go so far as mentioning it. No. It was always kind of subtle, but the chewing gum sounds like it was outrageous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last night watching watching the actual show on my Apple iPhone 6S, Ollie, with Force Touch and Touch ID, was a pretty big treat live tweeting.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, a little bit of product placement.
Tom, I actually missed last night's episode. I didn't get a chance to sit down and watch my Samsung Series 9 HD TV. I was busy washing my hair. Garnier Fructis gentle shampoo for my long hair. So, getting a couple of products in there.
Look, blatant product placement. It's pretty fun to do.
Oh, I didn't mention I had some chewy caramel Tim Tams on the way to the shower. So
that's funny, because as I walked past my computer with my HP Elite Display E201, I was pretty surprised at what the time was. So I had to go to bed underneath my mini Jumbuck sheets.
13, 12, 16. Can you get some product placement into a chat with us?
Into our show. We need some product placement.
Let's talk generic Bachelor chat. Maybe you can say you missed the show and then you chuck in a product placement. It's very easy.
Yeah.
Is there a product you want to place in the show? Now's your chance.
13, 12, 16. On The Bachelor last night, was pretty outraged to see some blatant product placement of extra chewing gum being flashed across the screen. Absolutely insane, Ollie.
Outrageous, Tom. I mean, I missed it. I wasn't at home on the couch watching my Samsung Series 9 HD TV.
Yep.
I was busy at a tour. Thank you. DJing on my Pioneer DDJ SZ.
That wasn't blatant enough for me, Ollie, but blatant product placement. We're trying to get some in our show. 13, 12, 16, if you can help us with just that. Kat from Albury has hung up.
Kat. Did Kat say she would not hang up on us?
Kat said she wouldn't hang up on us, but she said that she'd feel bad if she did because she was walking into work right now.
Well, she should feel bad. Kat Williams.
Oh, full name.
I have your full name because you told me your full name, Kat.
I told her she could hang up during the segment.
Yeah, after you've chatted to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Kat Williams, god damn you. I even have her phone number. I'm going to call her back.
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth this.
Kat, why'd you hang up on us?
It's not worth the product placement, is it? Mm. But I was just, I was saying, Ollie, that I was watching House of Cards last night, right? Ding. On Netflix.
Ding.
Oh, yeah, good. They have blatant product placement with Monument Valley, like the game, the video game app.
I thought you were going to say Monumental Ice Cream then.
Good. 13, 12, 16, morning, who's this? Hello.
G'day.
You're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Products, huh?
Products, yeah.
Let's see. Well, I sat down on the lounge a while ago.
What?
Playing my, what was it, some PC thing I bought. PC Windows. Yeah, I had it Windows 10 uploaded.
Yeah, good. We got there. We got there. We got there. 13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this? Oh, wow. Morning.
Hello.
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 There you go. Mark.
Is it Mark?
There we go.
Hey, it's the Coral Courier. What's going on, mate?
Oh, not a lot. Working away.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing at work?
Oh, just driving me Hino truck.
Yes!
Are you, any drinks with you there?
Yeah, I've got a Riverport Portello. Using my, I've just called you on my Apple iPhone 6S.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Mate, you're cashing in here. You're cashing in.
Yeah.
We should be giving $100 to everyone who can get. How good would that be if we could just get $100 to everyone who did a cheap product placement?
After 8:30, what are you done with returns?
Oh, no. I'm
so excited. We need to see whether people are selfish or whether they're going to be nice in a game called Selfish Story.
A great guy, or you can be a dick. It's Selfish or Story. Which one will you pick?
A large pizza and a 600ml Coke, thanks to Benetti's, is up for grabs. All you need to do is call us on 13 12 16. That's the easy bit. However,
yummy pizza.
Very yummy. Then you either have the choice to tell us a story or be selfish and just grab the prize and leave. That's the big moral question.
It is a moral quandary for everyone involved. Mm. And people are calling on 13, 12, 16. Let's get to it, Tom. We've got Sam from Culcairn. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
How are you, Sam?
Sorry.
That's all right. We're just chilling. Sam, now you get the pizza. It's a 600 ml Coke and a large pizza, thanks to Benetti's. Now yes. You get to have the choice of whether you're going to do selfish or story. Keep in mind, though, if you go selfish, we may pay out on you a bit.
Oy.
All right, so the choice is yours, Sam. What are you going to do?
I'll tell a story.
Oh,
okay. Go for it then. What do you got for us?
Might be a bit racist, but not really. I don't think it is.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. Well,
we'll continue with bated breath, and you may even get paid out for telling us a story if it's racist.
Yeah.
I'll tell a story. Okay. So I work at a Caltex.
Yeah.
And okay. I had a driver come in the other night.
Okay.
And there was a Indian person, and he couldn't speak proper English.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
So I served him, not a problem. And once he left, the driver said, bloody jungle bunny.
Oh.
What, the driver said bloody jungle...
Bunnies.
Bunny?
Bunnies, yes.
I don't get it, okay.
Well, that's not even a racial slur, I don't think.
I don't know what that is, Sam, from Calcan, but you've got a pizza for doing for whatever something. That was. You've got a pizza and a Coke. So thank you, Sam.
We've got a younger player here, Ollie Mitchell from Wodonga on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Mitch.
Morning.
Yeah, how you going? Having good. Brekkie and stuff?
Not yet.
Yeah, cool.
Not yet. What grade are you in, Sam? No, sorry, not Mitchell. Sam Mitchell.
Year 6.
Yeah, sweet. Top of the school. Well, Mitchell, you've got yourself a large pizza and a 600 ml Coke, buddy.
No, thank you. Oh, I'm still standing.
What?
Nothing.
All right, mate. Selfish or story, Mitch? What are you going to do?
I'll tell you the story.
Oh,
all right. Good on you.
Let's hope Mitchell doesn't go down the racist path either. Mitchell, what's your story, mate?
I've got one, but all that funny or anything, but.
That's okay.
My brother got his iPod wiped. We got my best friend's mum to do it for us.
Wiped? Oh, no.
And then he gave it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Because his iPod had the app store deleted somehow.
Oh, okay.
So I made sure there was no system updates needed.
Yep.
So it was all up to date.
Yeah. Good.
And this is when Pokemon Go's gone crazy, so
yeah.
I got to get that.
Got to get around
my
it.
My software's not
but up to date.
Up-to-date enough to get it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So,
it?
Did you update your software?
I couldn't. iPod stopped updating.
Oh, no.
The gen of iPod that mine is.
Yeah, you probably got like a Gen 3 or something.
Yeah, it's up to 6.1.6
or
6.1.
Well, I guess you got what you
need, Mitchell, is you need iOS 9 or above, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah. But you don't have that.
Yeah.
I never thought so much a story would become a tech chat with a grade 6 called Mitch. But and nonetheless, Mitch, like Sam, has won himself a pizza and a Coke. I don't know how, but that happened.
We'll play again next week.
Will we?
Let's just hope someone's selfish next week. Oh, a lot of people sticking around in their cars through that after I said... We're talking beloved items after this.
Yeah, well, it's intriguing.
Mm.
You know, when I hear that from you, I think, what is he going to talk about? Which beloved teddy bears?
Ollie, on 13, 12, 16, do you still use something even though it's damaged because you love it so much?
Okay, beloved items.
Ollie, there's I've headed into my wardrobe this morning, getting ready for work, and I see my black jeans and my red flannel. You know the ones. They're black, and the other one's red.
The red flannel is torn.
The red flannel is bloody torn, Ollie. It's damaged. It's damaged so bloody much.
Yep. Sorry, I'm getting bored, but just keep going. Just keep going.
And I still wear it, Ollie. And the black jeans are starting to get a hole in them, and I'm wondering, when can I throw them out?
So why haven't you thrown them out, mate?
Because I love them so much, Ollie. That's why I want to put it to the phones.
Yeah, right.
Damaged, beloved items. What are you still using because you just love it so much, even though it's damaged?
Well, Tom, I was bored, but I'm back in now.
Good.
I'm tuned back in.
Good.
I've got a pair of jeans, you know the ones, in the same basket. They've got a big hole in them. And where's the hole, my friend?
Right in the crotch here.
It is. The worst part to have a hole.
Right, where the balls are.
And it's just getting bigger every day, but I love the jeans, you know?
Ooh.
They're damaged, but I love them so much, I keep them around.
13, 12, 16. What are you still using, even though it's damaged? because you love it so much. 13, 12, 16.
Bloody good one, Tom.
Doesn't have to be closed.
I was bored for a second, but I'm back in.
Maybe you got a crappy car.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Bloody hell, I've opened up a can of worms.
Have you?
Do you, do you still use something even though it's damaged because you love it so much? What damaged beloved item are you still using?
You've opened up a can of worms that's empty. You've gone, oh, what's going to, this is going to be a bloody, a big ruckus here and it's an empty can.
My red flanno is absolutely damaged to the hilter. I don't know if that's a phrase.
Sure.
But completely damaged. Still use it though. And I've got a pair of black jeans going out that way. Not happy.
Well, what a great convo topic.
Yes.
You know, 13, 12, 16 is the phone here. And if you want to join
I'll
in on
I'll say it again.
On
Do
items.
You still use something even though it's damaged because you love it so, so very much?
Tom, I've been there. And as I said before, I've got some jeans like this. So I've said that. So
it doesn't have to be clothing related though, no, Ollie. It doesn't have to be clothing related.
Could be a football with a hole in it.
We've got somebody on 13, 12, 16. Ollie, you're pressing the buttons. Come on, press it. Yep. 13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Caitlin.
Caitlin, have you got something that's damaged but you're still using it because you love it so much?
I have a hair straightener even though the cords are showing and everything, but I still use it.
Ooh, oh, life wise.
That sounds very dangerous, Caitlin.
Oh, well, it hasn't zapped me yet.
So you're just going to keep using it?
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Why? So is it?
I can't replace it because it's so good.
It means so much to you. How many parties has it gotten you ready for?
Plenty.
Is it a GHD?
Yeah, the very expensive one.
Oh, okay. Global hair design. Well done. All righty. Well, thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks, Caitlin.
No worries, bye.
Yeah, sweet, say bye. I think there's somebody else on the phone there, Ollie. If you just want to, I just need to duck out and go get a cup of tea.
No one
there.
Yeah,
no, do it. Do the bit that we planned.
Okay. All right, good morning on 13, 12, 16. Oh, I wonder who this is going to be.
It's Brad.
G'day, Brad. Mate, what are you still using that's damaged, but you love it so much?
I've got a beloved item. It's my bowling bowl, but it's cracked in half. Still use it.
Well, that'd be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you were supposed to press the button at that point. Yes. This isn't going to get any better.
Sorry. Thanks, Tom. Well, Brad.
No, Brad.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, fam.
It's time for the search for the greatest segment of all time, and I definitely had an idea this morning, Ollie. This wasn't late or anything.
No, you were struggling hardcore.
Let me hear you say that I is Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A-I-I.
All I'll say is it's no fountain, Tom. It's no fountain of ideas here. You're struggling.
Well, you missed out this week.
If yours was a fountain, it'd be dried up. Whereas my fountain's full.
You got a week off this week.
I was annoyed because I had so many ideas.
A new game today, Ollie, which features dating apps. There's a weird side effect that I've seen through dating apps. And that is, I reckon I can tell you the distance between two major cities because of dating apps.
Oh, what?
So if
you're driving between cities?
Well, so no, I'll tell you why. So there's a dating app in the homo world called Scruff, right, that I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that app, it will show you the distance that someone is away. So let's say I'm looking at a guy in Melbourne, I can tell you that that's around about 252 kilometres away. Right?
Wow. But so
which is pretty much the same distance as Canberra, which is around about 232 kilometers away.
Right, okay.
So that is why today I want to launch a game called Tom will tell you how far away that is.
What was the noise?
Tom will tell you how far away that is.
A live opener just then. That was very much live.
So 13, 12, 16.
Sorry, but what about, so Grindr is more commonly known.
Yeah, Grindr is
has
the
that,
same
has
thing.
Has it got the same feature?
Yeah, but not as many dudes and you can't search places and stuff.
Okay.
Right, so Scruff, you can kind of connect with anyone in the world because you can search for places and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
It's more of a
So you reckon you could tell us the distance between any city?
Correct. So 13, 12, 16, you can get involved here. All you have to do is give us a call and tell us a place. Ollie is our adjudicator here. He will tell us whether I'm correct or not.
Yeah.
So Ollie,
You've got to go within, I reckon, 10Ks.
Yeah, great.
Either side.
Do you want to have a go now? Do you want to give me a city?
Okay.
This is major cities in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Perth.
Perth? I'm going to say Perth is 1,300 Ks away. Do you want to type in Perth into your little phone? Did I get it right? Oh, God,
you said 1,300?
1,300.
So 1,300?
Yeah.
It's 3,500.
Okay.
Wrong, Tom. Come on, get more. Get on the apps more. Get okay. on the apps more.
Tom will tell you how far away that is. Kind of a different name. So 13, 12, 16, call up. Give us a place.
This is a great challenge.
Give us a place. I'm going to try and guess how far away that is because I reckon my knowledge is that good. I've been on the apps for that long.
You need to get more Perth guys because you don't know how far away Perth is.
I knew I had a 3 in it. 13, 12, 16, tell us a place. Ollie will check it. Tom will tell you how that far away that is. Star FM.
Let me hear you say that I Diz Bonanza B-O-N-A-N-Z-A-I-I Diz Bonanza B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Ooh, the search for the greatest segment of all time. And today is a game called Tom Will Tell You How Far Away That Is. Because I've been on dating apps for a while now, about 4 years, and on the dating apps that I use, it tells you how far away that person is in kilometres.
You're being very open and honest, Tom, with something that is pretty almost embarrassing and weird, a weird knowledge you now have from dating for too long.
So 13, 12, 16, you give us a call, you tell us a place, and I reckon I can estimate how far away that is because of my knowledge from the dating apps. Ollie, do you want to test me on
right,
one?
I'm going to test you. You said major cities.
Major
across
cities.
Across the world.
Across the world.
I already asked you Perth, and you kind of muffed it a bit.
3,000 kilometres was the distance from here to Perth.
How far is it from here to Los Angeles?
I'm going to say 13,000 kilometres.
Oh, my God. It is 12,900 kilometres.
Yes! Yes, baby. Oh, that's God. How I know.
Why are you searching up LA dudes? You're not going to get with LA dudes from Albury.
They come up in the global feed.
What 13, is that?
12,
what is that?
16. Test my knowledge here on distances between places. We've got Tom from Albury on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys.
Thanks for getting involved in the search for the greatest segment of all time with Ideas Bonanza. But
no.
Do you want to tell us a place so that Tom can tell you how far away that is?
Paris.
Paris. All right, Ollie. All right. Search Paris into your little computer
I'm
there.
I'm verifying here.
I'm going to say, Tom, that Paris is a tough one. It is in the European region.
Are you now basing it off what you do know? So London, maybe, or something? Like can you do an Eddie Maguire? Can you talk us through your
thought
process?
Well, I'm trying to look at, because LA was obviously about 13,000 kilometres away.
Yeah.
I'm now thinking about our relative distance there. I'm thinking it's pretty much roughly the same, but a little bit further away, 14,000 kilometres.
Not bad, 16,000 kilometres.
Sorry, Tom, close-ish. Got it wrong for you.
Oh, that's all right.
Sorry, mate. Did you know how far away it was?
No.
Yeah.
Are you on the dating apps yourself, Tom?
No, I'm not. I'm in a happy relationship.
Yeah, okay, so you don't need to worry about who's in Paris then.
No, I don't.
Yes.
All right, let's go one more, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the call. Yeah, do it. Let's
Can
go.
Can you tell us Bali?
Bali, good one.
Yeah.
Great one.
Because I'm sure there's some hotties in Bali that you've been looking at on your apps.
Well, Ollie, I can tell you that Perth, being 3,000 kilometres away, Sydney, 621 kilometres away, I can tell you...
You need to get alive.
...that Bali is around about 2,460 kilometres away.
You think Bali is considerably closer than Perth?
Yeah, closer than Perth.
Mate, you're not even good at this anymore. 4,500.
I was going to say 4,000.
But you halved it.
What are ya done with? What are you done with? It returns.
Can you just say it normally, please?
Are you done with it? What are you done with? What
yes,
are you done with?
Yes, yes, yes. What are you done with? What are you over? What are you sick of?
What are ya done with?
Yeah, we heard you.
13, 12, 16... A bit of a whinge segment, which I love. You know I love a whinge with what are you done with?
God damn it, you love a whinge, Tom.
What are you done
okay.
with?
We get it. I'm done with you. I'm done with that. Stop saying what are you done with?
Do you want to know? There's something that I'm done with, Ollie?
What are you done with?
What am I done with? I can tell you what I'm done with.
Please do. Just get it done.
I am done with the Dolmio Pepper Hacker.
Never heard of it.
Damn it. That was a sound effect that was... The Dolmio Pepper Hacker, Ollie, I'm done with it. You know what it is?
No. Nope.
It's a pepper grinder that Dolmio, the pasta sauce guys, have released. Right. You put it on your dinner table, you click a button, and it blocks your Wi-Fi. So it stops your kids or whoever's on your devices at the dinner table from using those devices.
That is clever.
A Wi-Fi hacker and it's a working pepper grinder.
A pepper shaker grinder. That's clever.
Nah. You say it's clever. Lots of flaws in the system, though.
Right. Okay. So you're done with it.
I'm done with the Dalmio pepper grinder. If you've just called up.
Hasn't even been released yet.
They've gone off.
Hasn't even got out there. Like, no one's got it yet. You're done with it already.
Well, a couple of things, Ollie. It's a lot of games, a lot of apps that you use on your phone don't use Wi-Fi, do they? So it's not going to turn off the phone.
This is so dumb, Tom.
What?
I mean, this whole segment is called "What are you done
what
with?"
What are you done? I'm done with it.
You should be saying that something is around that you're tired of. This has just come out.
Yeah, and I'm already done with it.
How are you already done with it?
Because it's stupid. There's cellular data for a reason, mate.
Why can't we be done with bins that are overflowing?
Oh, yeah, I'm done with them.
Public.
I'm done with them, mate.
Right, okay.
What are you done with? What are you done with?
Okay. 13, 12, 16, make it stop. Give Tom a call.
What are you done with? 13, 12, 16. What are you done with?
We heard you.
Give a whinge. What are you done with? What are you done with? Thanks, Thrills. See ya. What are you done with? 13, 12, 16. What are you done with? What are you done with here on Star FM's Tom and Ollie? What are you done with? What are you done?
Yep.
Are you done with something?
Yep, we've heard you.
What's the something that you are done with?
Well, Tom, can I jump in and start off here?
Yeah.
Anna called up. Anna said she's done with polls on the radio. Play more music, idiot. So
this isn't a poll, though. This is a gripe. Well, this is just a whinge. 13, 12, 16. What are you done with? Morning.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Jane.
Hey, Jane, what are ya done with? What are you done with?
I am done with the Frank Walker ad.
The Frank Walker ad?
Yeah, good.
Wow. Why?
Done with it for ages, but I am done with it.
Frank Walker from Bargain Tiles. How you going?
National Tiles, obviously.
Right.
Isn't it Bargain Tiles?
Jane, love it. I can't officially say that I'm done with it, though, because it is on this station.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, sorry.
We love it.
Sorry.
We love Frank Walker.
We do love Frank Walker.
And his Bargain Tiles.
Amanda from Albury. Morning.
Morning.
What?
Oh, come on, Tom.
Are ya done with? What are you done with?
Book week parades.
Oh! Book week parades, really?
Yep, done way too many.
What is involved in a book week parade?
The kids have to dress up as a book week character, and I'm pretty sure I've done every book that's ever been invented in the last 19 years.
Have you done Peter Rabbit?
I've done Peter Rabbit.
How many Harry Potter characters have you done?
We've done Harry Potter. This year we're doing Peter Pan and Wendy.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
But, hey, Amanda, the kids love it.
No, actually, they're getting really embarrassed with it now.
Even they're over it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nice. Well, thanks, Amanda. What are ya done with?
On Facebook, Tom, Eleanor messaged in on the Tom and Ollie page.
What are you done with?
Yep, she said, can't call, I'm at work. But the word bay. I'm done with the word bae.
Before anyone else. Bae.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
B-A-E. Just bae, but short as well.
What are?
She's she said, you're not seven. You don't need to say the word bae.
Yeah, thanks, bae. You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM. Check it out. Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au. Tom and Ollie on Star FM.